Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, FJ at offbeatoregon.com, and this is the thrice weekly Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. It's Friday, so the show you're about to hear is a brand new episode, not a rerun. Thanks again for queuing it up, and I hope you enjoy the show today. This story was first published on May 17th of 2015 under the headline Mount Angel Abbey Owes Its Grandeur to Colorful Swiss Monk. Here we go. Adelhelm Odermatt is not, of course, an Irish name. And the portly, jovial Swiss monk who bore it had not a drop of Irish blood in him, as far as he knew. But he had come to visit this group of Irish Catholics to make his pitch for a donation to help save his monastery from an untimely foreclosure after a loan had been called in. And when in Rome, one did as the Romans did, right? So when he stepped up to speak, Father Odermatt tried his best to look Celtic as he introduced himself as Father O'Dermott. It's a story you'll eventually hear if you have occasion to spend time with the Benedictine monks and brothers of Mount Angel Abbey and Seminary today, and it may very well have been completely made up by one of the more witty seminarians there. But if so, it was completely in keeping with the spirit of Father Odermatt. He was exactly the kind of fellow you'd expect to deploy a line like that, not necessarily as a deception, but at least as a joke to break the ice. "My name is Odermatt, but you can call me O'Dermott." Odermatt is not heard much about today, but most Oregonians know about Mount Angel Abbey and Seminary, with its magnificent hilltop campus that looks out over the heart of the Willamette Valley from atop a lone cinder-cone butte just outside the town of Mount Angel. That abbey and seminary owe their existence to Odermatt, who, despite his honorary title of titular abbot, never actually did hold that top job there. Odermatt was born in 1844 in the German-speaking Swiss town of Ennetmoos on Lake Lucerne. He took orders as a monk in the Engelberg Abbey in Switzerland at the age of 21. From very early in his career as a Benedictine monk, he showed a level of gregariousness and joviality mixed with a seemingly limitless energy and zeal. So it wasn't a big surprise when he volunteered to join an older monk in a journey to Missouri to found a new satellite priory there. And a few years later, chafing under the staid and unimaginative leadership, as he saw it, of his partner, it again wasn't a surprise when he volunteered to lead an expedition to the West Coast to help slake the spiritual thirst of German and Irish immigrants there, at the invitation of Oregon's new archbishop in 1881. Eventually, Odermatt set his sights on a lovely 200-foot-high hill jutting out of the valley floor, overlooking miles of fertile farmlands and drenched in quiet pastoral beauty, close by a village called Fillmore, which was later renamed Mount Angel. Only problem was, unlike some of the less picturesque locations they'd looked over, the church didn't own or have a claim on any of it. No problem. Odermatt went into full fundraising and deal-making mode, and not for the last time either. He'd sounded out the owners of the hill and surrounding farms, and all had been amenable to having the monks buy their land. Now it was time to call in those markers. Operating primarily with funds borrowed from the mother abbey in Switzerland, Odermatt started buying. This was where Odermatt distinguished himself from the other monks playing similar roles. He was a natural salesman, genial and affable and able to make friends easily, but also a shrewd deal maker and by no means a pushover. On the other hand, his enthusiasm made it virtually a foregone conclusion that he would financially overextend himself, a characteristic that would nearly bring everything to ruin several times, but which the abbey he founded still reaps the many benefits of today. The first financial crisis came just a year later, in 1883. To make the deal work, Odermatt had borrowed money from California lenders who had not realized they'd be on the hook for property taxes on the land they were lending against. When they learned this, they called in the loan. At least, that's the reason they gave for calling in the loan. Since it was collateralized on all the farmland, it seems at least possible, if not likely, that what they were trying to do was force Odermatt to default on it all, giving them clear title to the entire 1,500-acre property in lieu of the $56,000 they lent on it and leaving the monks on the hook for the other $80,000 or so that they had advanced to Odermatt to buy it. But whether that's the case or not, Odermatt had his work cut out for him. In a frenzy of fundraising and deal-making, Odermatt, with plenty of help, pulled the money together in time. The monks weren't out of the woods yet. There was much more still to do. Operating, as usual, at the outer limits of what was financially possible, Odermatt led a building program that resulted in a lovely pastoral campus at the foot of the hill, with priory, seminary, and the newly chartered Mount Angel College, which opened in 1889. The college quickly developed a great reputation, and everything appeared rosy. But then came 1892, when a chimney fire in the kitchen spread and took the whole works down to foundation walls. Monastery, college, seminary, and most of the outbuildings, all gone. Odermatt sprang back into action. He resigned his position as prior to devote himself full-time to raising funds. With a hefty supply of St. Benedict medals to give with blessings as thank you premiums, kind of like OPB tote bags are used today, he barnstormed from Catholic community to Catholic community all over the country, soliciting and getting contributions to rebuild the monastery and college. The Mother Abbey in Switzerland, Engelberg, dug deep as well. The result was that in 1899, construction started on a new campus. This time it was built in stone, and this time it was built at the very top of the butte. By 1903, all was ready, and the monks, nuns, seminarians, and students moved into their new facilities. In the following year, 1904, the priory was made fully independent of its mother abbey and became Mount Angel Abbey. Adelhelm Odermatt, the man who had saved the abbey from near certain disaster three times, might have been a natural choice as its first abbot. But as beloved as Odermatt was, many of the monks knew he tended toward financial recklessness. And in any case, he'd shown a clear preference for pastoral work, for meeting parishioners, for talking to people, over the contemplative life of a cloistered monk. And so it was that Thomas Mayenhofer became the first abbot in 1904. And the ever-gregarious Odermatt, to all appearances perfectly happy with the decision, went off to a parish in Portland to continue working with people. He died in 1920, the victim of a stroke, at age 76. Key sources in this story have included works by Gerard G. Steckler and Lawrence J. McCrank. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. For more Offbeat Oregon goodies, social media links, stuff like that, check out our hub page at offbeatoregon.com. There you'll also find photos, art, and other resources that go with today's show, as well as full citations to the sources for this story. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license. For full details of that, see offbeatoregon.com/cc. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, comments, corrections, just want to say hi? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com or ping me on Twitter @offbeatoregon. Also, if you're going to be in town near Oregon State University with time to talk about Oregon history over a cup or a flagon, let me know. Offbeat Oregon History episodes are uploaded every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning around 6 a.m., so the next one will be ready for you before you know it. And until then, go fill up the rest of today and the weekend with good stuff. Bye now.